Miss Smith is resting. Her injuries are only superficial.
Thank the Lord. If he'd hurt her...
And Woodley will live.
Then I'll go and finish the job.
You'll stay exactly where you are.
Are you telling me that that girl, that angel, is tied to Roaring Jack Woodley for life?
You needn't concern yourself about that. I made some inquiries about his reverence here. He has no right to solemnize a marriage.
I have been ordained...
And also unfrocked.
Once a clergyman, always a clergyman.
I think not. In any case, a forced marriage is no marriage, but it is a very serious felony, as you'll discover. How much did Woodley hire you for, Williamson? I doubt if it'll recompense you for the jail sentence.
I'm saying no more. Very wise of you.
As for you, Carruthers, you'd have done better to keep your pistol in your pocket.
Perhaps. But it drove me mad to think that that girl was in the power of the greatest bully in South Africa.
Yes, Miss Smith told us how you threw him out of the house the first time he molested her.
Yes. He knocked me down. I'm even with him on that score, anyhow. Then I found out he'd picked up with this outcast parson. Yeah. They set up housekeeping here at the hall, right on her road to the station. I kept a close eye on her after that. And them.
But why all the deception? Why the disguise? Why didn't you just tell her she was in danger?
Because then she would have let me. And I couldn't have borne that. I love that girl. And even if she couldn't love me, I wanted her in the house. I wanted to see her, hear her voice.
You call that love, sir? I call it selfishness.
Perhaps the two go together. Anyway, I had to protect her. I knew they were about to make a move.
How did you know?
Woodley brought me this 2 days ago. Here.
The old man is dead. Of course. Ralph Smith.
Miss Smith's uncle? But he died months ago.
I didn't think so. I think that when Woodley and Carruthers left South Africa, Smith was still alive. Alive, but fatally ill. Isn't that so, Carruthers?
How do you know that?
Because this key has unlocked the whole puzzle. That her uncle was dead wasn't the only lie you told Miss Smith, was it? He was alive and he was rich. Extremely rich. Unlike you and Woodley, for all your claims.
Well... You seem to know it all.
I know. There's only two servants and no carriages is not the household of a wealthy man. I deduce that you found out that Ralph Smith's niece was his next of kin and you came over here and cold-bloodedly hunted her down.
Do you mean to say that this whole business was so that they could get their hands on Miss Smith's inheritance?
It was Woodley's plan. And God help me, he persuaded me to be a part of it. It's no sort of excuse, gentlemen, but the picture he painted... The money.
One of them was to marry her, and the other to have a share of the plunder. Why did Woodley propose to her first, Carruthers? Why not you?
We played cards for her. He won.
How dare you?
Miss Smith, you should be resting.
How dare you, sir?
Miss Smith, how much did you hear?
Mr. Holmes... Is Mr. Carruthers going to jail?
It's not for me to prejudge the trial. Yes, I think it very likely.
What will happen to Catherine, the little girl?
The court will make some sort of arrangement.
Some sort of arrangement? How could you do it? To her? To your own daughter? How could you do it to me?
Greed is a terrible thing, but... Miss Smith, it's like a disease. It eats away at you. Changes you completely. I haven't always been the man you see now. I beg you to believe me. I would have been worthy of you once.
You beg me to believe you? Every single thing you've told me has been a lie.
Except one. I do love you. Did you truly feel nothing for me at all?
I was so happy. I don't think I've ever been so happy. Not since my father was... How could you make someone so happy and then just snatch it all away? I wish to God I'd never set eyes on you.
Solitary Cyclist, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Dennis Quilly as Carruthers and Susanna Harker as Violet Smith. Woodley was played by David Holt, Williamson by Peter Penry-Jones, Catherine by Cyril Jenkins, and Cyril by John Webb. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam and the violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Solitary Cyclist was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.